Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News Hungary Reports. I'm Hoina Akatolt with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Mother's Day is celebrated in Hungary on the first Sunday in May for the past 90 years. Moms were celebrated all around the country today with poems, flowers and all kinds of kindness. Many didn't forget their grandmothers either. Open-air activities awaited grandmothers and their grandchildren. And soon, even more children in Hungary will celebrate, seeing as the number of births has continuously grown in the country in the past 20 months.
Most flower shops sold out all their Mother's Day bouquets before noon. Shop owners say usually children arrive with their fathers to choose the flowers they buy. There are significantly more customers and they arrive often with their family and let their children choose. Mostly fathers come to pick out a bouquet with their kids, said the shop owner. Some celebrated Mother's Day in the great outdoors with the families. At the zoo in Debrecen, for example, grandmothers had a discount. Grandmothers who arrived with their grandchildren could enter the park for free. We are having a granny day. Her other grandmother joined us as well, so both of us are here with her. But she isn't really enjoying the animals yet, just running around, said this grandmother. Children celebrated mothers with poems and violin music at the Kanizsi Hospital in Debrecen. Children of the employees in the maternity ward wrote cards for the new moms instead of the babies. They gave the mothers cards and gingerbread hearts. Head nurse in the ward said that this has been a tradition for the past 10 years. Since the newborns are 1, 2, maybe 3 days old and naturally can't talk yet, to greet their mothers, we thought that our own employees' children and grandchildren can help them out with poems, music, thus celebrating the mothers, said the head nurse. And here we can see the Szent Imre Hospital in Budapest. Adrián Nagy gave birth to her first child just a few days before Mother's Day. Really happy. The whole family is happy. And we surround the baby with love, just as they will in a few years on Mother's Day with their greetings, said this mother. During the few days, Deputy State Secretary for Family Affairs talked about the continuously growing number of births in the past 20 months. The Deputy State Secretary said that Hungary is a family-friendly country, and that's another reason why Mother's Day is so important. It's a fundamental family event, and so we think it's important for the government to celebrate mothers as well. It's important to say that we, the government, find the appreciation and respect of mothers extremely important, said Tünde Fürész. The politician also said that thanks to the child support benefit and family tax benefits, 240 billion forints, or almost 800 million euros, stayed in families' pockets just last year. As a result of the Job Protection Action Program, employers received allowance benefit after more than 40,000 mothers. And due to the Women After 40 program, 135,000 were able to retire earlier.
Jobbik would reduce the VAT of the goods related to raising children. On Mother's Day, Eliud Novák, the vice president of the Radical Party, has submitted suggestions to the government. The politician would expand the family benefit system and link it to inflation. In addition, he urges the benefits of large families to be extended to the second child and the family allowance after the fourth child to be increased.
The family benefits in the past years were not raised parallel to inflation. The difference should now be given to the mothers in one batch. We know that while the government always tells us that the family benefits are always increasing, but that is not the case. This year only the newlyweds get subsidies, which is a one-time wedding gift, and this was intended to be an increase in family support.
On Mother's Day, the president of the Hungarian Socialist Party posted on a social media site saying, "We owe esteem and love to the mothers, whom we celebrate only on this day, though they devote every moment of their lives to the family." LMP asked the government on Mother's Day to support its propositions submitted to help women with small children. Ruling Fidesz said in a statement that when planning next year's budget, they will keep mothers' self-sacrificing work in mind and further reduce their burdens. For example, with the reduction of taxes and the increase of family tax benefits. In addition, they will expand the free meals for children program. Lajko Gabrić, a press print owner in Sabatka, doesn't accept that politicians simply erase his country, once existing Yugoslavia, straight off the map. So he decided 13 years ago to found mini Yugoslavia on his very own land. Every year on May 2nd, the anniversary of Tito, Yugoslavian dictator's death, people from surrounding countries who want Tito's former country back gather here to pay their respects.
People in Yugoland celebrated and rejoiced by singing the song Yugoslavio, Yugoslavio for years. If the weather was nice, more than 10,000 people visited the country of Blažko Gabrić. Nostalgics from each of the once Yugoslavia member countries come to visit. Due to the cold weather this year, significantly less visitors came to visit mini Yugoslavia. The founder of the state, once a substantial press owner and presumably the owner of the world's smallest state, is also president of the country for the rest of his life. The almost 8-acre country has 7 official residents who are all family members of the founder. However, almost anyone can apply for citizenship. We currently have more than 8,000 citizens. Mini Yugoslavia is 7.5 acres with 3,500 trees. While my printing press still worked, I even had a forester. It's an ideal place to meet people, said the owner of Yugoland. A billboard at the entrance of the country shows, "While we stand, Yugoslavia exists." The broadways of the mini-state are named after the late dictator Josip Broz Tito and, of course, the lifelong president. Almost all of the visitors think back to the era when Yugoslavia existed with nostalgia. Ivan worked for the Yugoslavian Air Defense. He comes here every year wearing his uniform and medals. This used to be the world's most peaceful country, or Tito traveled all around the world. He was a great leader. It was great. It was great for all of us, remembered the retired colonel. It was a beautiful country with great friendships. We lived in brotherhood. I'm very sad that this country no longer exists. Workers were able to make a living from their jobs. They could go on a vacation, and now nothing, said this lady. The tiny country has everything that Yugoslavia once did. The small pit, for example, is the Adriatic Sea. It doesn't bother anyone that there isn't any water in it. This hill is the once existent Yugoslavia's highest mountain, the Triglav. Each country that once was a member of Yugoslavia has a local association supporting the mini-state. 4 cities in Serbia actively remembered the image of the dreamland Yugoslavia meant for them. We are not only Yugo-nostalgics, but we strive to peacefully restore the country. We do not recognize the destruction of the country, said the president of the Serbian Association. While Blažko Gabrić printing press still worked, mini Yugoslavia was also different. This is footage of the mini-state 2 years ago. Today there is no money left to maintain the small country's territory. In addition, someone stole the bronze statue of Tito not long ago. The owner of mini Yugoslavia offered the land to Subotica to function as an open-air museum, but the city's government wasn't interested. The owner argued that if every visitor coming to mini Yugoslavia spent just 1 euro during their stay in Subotica, that would already mean a huge income for the city.
And that was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in for Hungary Reports tomorrow night and every night. Thanks for watching.